join us this morning and worshiping however you feel comfortable. Give me that joy.
You give me that joy like a river. You give me that mercy I never deserved. You give me that love, nothing better. You give me that sweet peace like never before. There's nobody like God,
my God.
I'm talking about my God, my God. There's nobody like God, my God. You give me that joy like a river. You give me that mercy I never deserved. You give me that love, nothing better. You give me that sweet peace like never before. There's nobody like God, my God.
I'm talking about my God, my God.
Never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up. It never runs out on me. Your love
never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. Your love, your love never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up and never runs out on me. And I never, ever have to be afraid. One thing remains. This one thing remains.
Spirit, enter into this house, please. Let your spirit fill us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, His amazing grace. The Lord has brought this good to me. His word, my hope secures. His will, my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my God.
grace. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, he'll break every chain, he'll break every chain. All sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price, but our redemption, heaven's gates swing wide, wide. All sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's so much power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. He'll break every chain. He'll break every chain.
Of you,
there's an army rising up.
Let the Spirit stir inside of you.
There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. You'll break every chain. An army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
break every chain, break every chain.
I'm going to read Acts 16, 16 through 34. One day as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I'll order you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And it came out of her that very hour. But when her owners saw that there was hope, that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt and observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened, praise God. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kim. And we didn't set this up, but we're going to, Kim has set it up so beautifully. We're going to focus on verse 25 and verse 26 of this particular passage or text this morning that says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praises to God while the other prisoners listened. Suddenly, a strong earthquake shook the jail to its foundations. The doors opened and the chains fell from all the prisoners. For just a few minutes this morning, I want us to focus around the subject, sing a song, sing a song. Let us pray. God, we thank you for another day's journey, another sunrise, another day that you've allowed us to see, oh God. We thank you this morning for being a God who has moved the mountains and the stumbling blocks in our lives. We thank you this morning for being a God who continues to look beyond all of our faults and you see our need, oh God. We thank you this morning that your presence has already been announced in this room. We thank you for these amazing psalmists that have prepared our hearts and our minds, oh God, this morning to worship you through the gift of music. Now, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, stop by this place and fall fresh upon me, your servant, one more time as I attempt to proclaim your word. Help me, oh God, to sit down and help your word to stand tall and to stand alone and to fall fresh upon hearts, oh God. Less of me and more of thee is my prayer. God, you are awesome in this place, and for this we give you thanks. God, you are awesome and amazing in this place called Harmony Toluca Lake United Methodist Church. And for this, we give you thanks. God, you are awesome and you are amazing in this almighty world that you created. And for this, we give you thanks. It's in your precious, powerful Son, Jesus' name, this morning we pray. Amen. Sing a song. I'm a fan of old music. I grew up in a household with a father who told us when we were riding in his car that he paid the car note and he owned those cars, and therefore any music that we listened to would be music that he insisted that we listen to because those were his cars. So I've grown up with old music. I'm a fan of old school R&B and old school blues and jazz. I love the music of Teddy Pendergrass and Gladys Knight and the Pips and Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations and Smokey Robinson and Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. All of these are artists that I call the oldies, but the goodies, and they sing songs that affect us in different areas of our lives. I grew up listening to the music of Luther Vandross and Anita Baker and Patti LaBelle, and I'm a child of the 90s, so I love some 90s hip-hop. I had an argument with some college students this week about who has the best hip-hop, and I know it's the 90s. We had the best hip-hop. The radio would not be the same without Beyonce when she was with Destiny's Child, and Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and Usher and Missy and Janet and Michael and Mary J and Jay-Z and Rihanna and Kanye West when he was still sane. Who could imagine music without the 90s? But there's a group that I really love, a group that's one of my favorites of all time, and it's a group, they make real music. They play on real instruments. They play, it's not all synthesized. It's the music that they say that has all of the elements. It's the musical genius of earth, wind, and fire. And I was so excited last year. One of my good friends, she bought us tickets to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire for my birthday. And one of my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire songs is this song that's called Sing a Song. It's simply called Sing a Song. It says, when you feel down and out, sing a song, it'll make you make your day. Here's the time to shout, sing a song, it'll make a way. Sometimes it's hard to care, sing a song, it'll make your day. A smile so hard to bear, sing a song, it'll make a way. Sing a song, sing a song, sing a song, sing a song. It goes on to say, bring your heart to believing, sing a song, it'll make your day. Life ain't about no retrieving, sing a song, it'll make a way. Give yourself what you need, sing a song, it'll make your day. Smile, smile, smile and believe, sing a song, it'll make a way. Sing a song, sing a song, sing a song, sing a song. This morning, this particular passage of text that Kim lifted up, we meet two men who learn to sing a song in a bad situation. In the midnight hour, in the midst of a bad situation, they sing songs of praises to their God. In this passage of text, we meet two men by the name of Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas have been locked up. They've been locked up on fake charges. They've been locked up for doing absolutely nothing wrong. They've been locked up in a maximum security setting. They've been beaten. They've been stripped of their clothes. They've been put in shackles and chains in a maximum security prison. And they didn't even do anything wrong. In the midst of this terrible situation, they didn't hang their heads in defeat, but they had a little midnight praise party. They sing a song in the jailhouse, and it wasn't Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock. They're locked up because they challenge the status quo. They're locked up because they preach the message of Jesus, the risen Christ. They're locked up because they've learned to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. How many of us this morning would be locked up because folks feared and they would charge us with following Jesus by the example that we set, by what they saw? How many of us would be charged this day? Paul and Silas realized that they were to give thanks in all things, not necessarily for all things, but in all things they were to give thanks and praise. Therefore, with their backs against the wall, falsely imprisoned and in chains, they have a little midnight devotion. There are three lessons this morning that I want us to learn from Paul and Silas as they are locked up in prison. I want us to learn these three lessons. First of all, I want us to learn that as we sing a song, sometimes you've got to change your focus. Change your focus. As we sing a song, sometimes you've got to just change your song. Sometimes you got to change your song. And as you we sing a song and you change your focus and you change your song, God will use you to change the folks who are around you. First of all, my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through this morning, whatever your midnight hour, learn to change your focus. Learn to realize that your present situation, your present trial, your present suffering is not necessarily how the story is going to end. Learn this morning that Good Friday comes before Resurrection Sunday. Whatever you're going through this morning, learn to change your focus. Learn to sing a new song. Whatever you're going through this morning, family drama, baby mama, daddy drama, crazy coworkers, bosses with unrealistic deadlines, teachers who change due dates on assignments, drug and alcohol addictions, learn to sing a new song. Begin to thank God in advance for the other side of whatever you're going through. Begin to thank God in advance. You can't wait until the situation is over to bless the name of the Lord. One gospel singer, Marvin Sapp, says that when you bless the name of the Lord, when you're going through good times, you are a conditional praiser. There are folks that we know with enough God in them to praise God even when they are going through life's trials and tribulations. Even though they are looking at the obstacles in front of them, they do not allow what they see to hinder what they believe. They don't allow what they see to hinder what they believe. The situation for Paul and Silas was real. The jail was real. The guards were real. The chains that bound them were real, but they didn't allow what they see, what they saw, to dictate what they believe. They changed their focus. They didn't focus on the negative situation. Instead, they had a prayer meeting. They had a time of devotion. They had a midnight praise party, and they began to pray and sing. They changed their focus. When they changed their focus, the earth began to shake. When they changed their focus, the prison doors flew open. When they changed their focus, the chains and the shackles fell off. My brothers and sisters, on the other side of whatever you're going through this morning, the other side of life's obstacles come, you can change your focus. Situations and circumstances change when you change your focus. The glass becomes half full instead of half empty when you change your focus. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, talks about what it means to live and be content. He talks about what it means to sing a perpetual song. He says, I've learned to be content with whatever I have. Paul says, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This morning, we've got to learn sometimes to just change our focus. I'm sure that Paul and Silas were praying the 23rd Psalm. Paul and Silas probably said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even in the jailhouse, even in my present situation, I will fear no evil. You know why? Because thou, O God, are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even right now with these chains on, you're preparing a table before me in the presence of those who are guarding me. Right now, you're anointing my head with oil and my cup is overflowing, and as soon as you shake these chains off and open these doors, I'll dwell in your house forever and ever and ever. Paul and Silas changed their focus, and they praised God in advance. Whatever you're going through this morning, change your focus and begin to thank God in advance. My brothers and sisters, not only this morning do some of us need to change our focus, but we need to change our song. Some of us are always going through something. And I know that we're all going to go through something at some point in our lives. There will be bad times. There will be valley experiences. It's the nature of living. And I always ask myself, how would I know I was a Christian if I never went through anything? How would I know if I were a Christian if I've never been tested, if I've never experienced any of life's heartaches or any of life's disappointments? I know that we're all going to go through, but there are some of us who are always going through stuff, always. And if you're always going through, it's not anything wrong with God, I submit to you, but it might be something wrong with you. You need to change your particular song. God is tired of hearing your same old tired song. God is tired of your whining and complaining. You always have the blues in the midst of a blessing that's coming. Learn to change your song. Paul and Silas changed the atmosphere of the jail by praying and singing songs of praise. In their situation, they changed their song, and I bet Paul and Silas weren't singing all these little pretty songs, but I bet they were singing from the depth of their being. And I'm from rural East Texas, and we call it gut bucket singing. Gut bucket singing, where you just sing from the depth of your being. And I'm sure they were calling out and singing, "Guide me over thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land." I'm sure they were singing that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I'm sure they were singing, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased by God. I've been born of God's Spirit, and I've been washed in God's blood." My brothers and my sisters, there are times in life when we just need to move on and we need to change our particular song. We need to sing a new song for all that God has worked out for us and all that God continues to and all that God will work out for us. My brothers and sisters, when we change our focus and we change our song, God will change us and God will use us to change the people who are around us. Paul and Silas were in prison, but even in prison, they were able to change the people around them. They had the jailer asking, "What must I do to be saved?" They were able to transform the jailer and his entire household. How many of us this morning are able to transform and change the folks who are around us? How many of us this morning are able to transform lives by being a witness for Jesus, the risen Christ? My brothers and sisters, when you change your focus, when you change your song, the light of Christ will show up in you and through you. When you change your focus, when you change your song, the light of Christ will show up in and through you. And not only are you transformed, but the people who are around you will be transformed. As an African American in this country, I know that I come from a people who changed their focus and they changed their song and they learned to sing God's song in a strange land. For Black History Month each year, I read from a devotional book written by Dr. Marjorie Kimbrough, and it was a daily devotional that focuses on the Negro spirituals, the slave songs. And as Dr. Kimbrough examines the spirituals, she asks the questions, "What would you have done if you had been faced with these devastating conditions? Would you have given up? Would you have prayed for death? Would you have fought for your rights as a human being? Or would you have submitted to these demands?" Dr. Kimbrough writes that the slaves chose to sing instead of curse, and out of their mouths came wonderful, beautiful music. The slaves' very soul was a song. They expressed their experience in terms of melody. They passed through the valley of the shadow of death with a song upon their lips. These songs didn't contain even a trace of hatred or a trace of revenge. They sang songs like "Ride on, King Jesus, No Man Cannot Hinder Me." They sang, "Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray." They sang, "I got shoes, you got shoes, all God's children got shoes." They sang, "Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart." My brothers and sisters, this morning, just like Paul and Silas, sometimes we just need a little shifting. We need to change our focus. And sometimes after changing our focus, we need to just quit singing that same old tired song. We need to change our song. And God will in turn not only change our heart, but use us to change the people who are around us. I get excited. I get excited because I know that Paul and Silas sang about a God that led his people from Egypt into the promised land. They sang about a God that closed the lion's mouth in the pit with Daniel. They sing about a God that showed up in the fiery furnace with three Hebrew boys by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They sing about a God who woke up Lazarus from the dead. Paul and Silas sing about a God who healed the sick, who raised the dead, who turned water to wine and took a few fish and a few loaves of bread and fed thousands. I get excited because they sang about a God who walked the earth and was the greatest man in history. He had no servants, yet they called him master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they still crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he still lives today. He lives, he lives, he lives. My brothers and sisters, just like Paul and Silas, sometimes we've got to just change our focus, and sometimes we just need to change our song, and God will in turn change our hearts and use us to change those who are around us. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praises to God while the other prisoners listened. Suddenly, a strong earthquake shook the jail to its foundations. The doors opened, and the chains fell from all the prisoners. Sometimes we've just got to change our focus. Sometimes we need to just change our song, and God will use us to, in turn, change the folks who are around us. Sing a song, sing a song, sing a song. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God's Holy Spirit, let the people of God say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.
Song.